This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
She's so connected. She's so good from the NFL on CBS. Sideline reporter, based in Pittsburgh. Longtime AFC North reporter, Aditi Kinkabwala joins us. Aditi, what kind of light would you like to shed on this situation?
So the Vikings, absolutely, I can tell you, had serious discussion about bringing in Aaron Rodgers. There were people that felt very strongly about doing so, and there were people who felt very strongly about not doing so. They obviously were sort of a late entrant into the conversation, and that was prompted by Aaron Rodgers' interest. And they do really, really believe in J.J. McCarthy. That is why Daniel Jones signed with the Colts as opposed to signing with the Vikings. Daniel Jones believed that he had a better opportunity to start in Indianapolis, to win the starting job in Indianapolis, than to beat out J.J. McCarthy. So there's that piece of it. They believe in J.J. McCarthy. They believe in the team that they have around J.J. McCarthy. Part of this, and I think that I've said this before, part of the appeal for an Aaron Rodgers with the Vikings is that this is a ready-made team. This is a team that has an absolutely outstanding defense that just got better, up front on both lines, that has superstars on offense, is a veteran-laden team, and that runs a very, very professional outfit. That's the sort of outfit that Aaron Rodgers would like to step into right now. Where he is in his career, who he is, from the conversations that we had with him last year, even in talking about Garrett Wilson and the growth he would like to see from him, Aaron Rodgers has not been of the mindset that he wants to go in and completely reshape an organization and lead a bunch of guys who need to be taught how to be professionals and put his imprint on things. He wants to step in and go win playoff games. And so when you think about the Steelers and the Giants and the Vikings fit that bill the most. The Vikings, however, have decided that, you know what, JJ's our guy. At some point when you believe in a young player, you've got to rip that Band-Aid off. And he had the year of seasoning last year. He was hurt, but that meant that he had to watch from the sidelines. He had to sort of take a step back. The Vikings believe that they have a team that's not dissimilar to what the Steelers had when Ben Roethlisberger was a young quarterback. Just like I said, a great defense, a veteran-laden offense with playmakers. You don't have to ask too much of your quarterback at the outset. So that's a really good setup for a J.J. McCarthy. Now, as for Aaron Rodgers, I know that this morning people in Pittsburgh woke up with this idea, okay, if the Vikings don't want him right now, then Rodgers will sign here. I don't know. I've had a lot of conversations today with people who know how a lot of these things work, who know Aaron Rodgers, I'm starting to get a really strong feeling that Aaron Rodgers feels absolutely no rush and that he thinks his best play may be to wait for a playoff-ready team that loses its quarterback. And again, because I don't believe that he is of the mindset right now that he wants to step in and do essentially the dirty work of teaching a team how to grind. And guys, this is all of us as we get older. You just have less patience for certain things. I mean,
Cam Hayward said about Aaron Rodgers? Is that an example of that? I think it is.
Yeah, but you know, but I think that Cam Hayward is speaking to a bigger piece of this. Cam Hayward is pushing his body. He is at 35 years of age, 36 years of age. Last year, he put together one of his best seasons. He is doing everything he can in the relentless pursuit of winning playoff games, of getting to that Super Bowl. He doesn't have patience at this point. When I listen to him say that, he doesn't have patience for the nonsense. He doesn't have patience for the guys that aren't jumping on the train and all in. And I don't think that that's only about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that the conversations that we had about some of Rodgers' teammates last year, and he wasn't publicly calling them out, but just the idea of, do you want to be good or do you want to be great? There's just less patience when you're looking at the end of your career to helping guys get to that point. It's like, do you want it or not? And if you want it, show up and show us that you want it.
Aditi, question about specifically his, you know, the Vikings moving on and saying, no, we're committed to J.J. McCarthy. Mike Florio posited that maybe Rodgers would wait that situation out to see how McCarthy looked during their offseason program, and if they weren't happy, maybe they'd come calling back to him. Is your understanding that the Vikings making this value judgment that they wanted to move forward with McCarthy, was the whole thing about who do we think is better, or how healthy do we think J.J. McCarthy is coming back from that ACL tear?
I don't think it's only about the health. I think it's the entire picture. Mm. Again, I'll use that same phrase. If J.J. McCarthy is your future, because Aaron Rodgers at the age of 41 is not your long-term future, you right now are saying J.J. McCarthy is your long-term future. So then the conversations that the Vikings were having were, do we really believe in J.J. McCarthy? Do we think that he needs another year of quote-unquote seasoning, of essentially sitting on the bench behind Aaron Rodgers? If we do give him another year of quote-unquote seasoning, how does that affect him mentally? And does that then leave us enough time on the tail end of that rookie contract to really determine if he's our guy moving forward or not? Because part of what you have to do with every rookie quarterback is figure out, is this your future or is it time to essentially think about the next guy that you're bringing in? So those are all conversations that they were having. And again, like I just said it, and I'm using this phrase, I'm using it because it's actually something that two offensive coaches used with me within the last week. At some point with a young quarterback, you have to rip off the Band-Aid. His first start will be his first start, whether it's his second year or his third year.
I never ripped.
Year.
I always
it's
went
still
slowly.
A first start.
How about you, Halsey? Were you a tear it off and just deal with the pain, or did you try to...
I'd rip Band-Aids off all the time.
I would just go very slowly to try to make sure I never felt that sensation.
Easier when you were a kid to rip Band-Aids off, though, because you don't have like hair on your arms. If you have a Band-Aid on your forearm, you're ripping hair out of that.
Right.
Your arm.
See, again, look, if we're sticking with this analogy here, then maybe, Pony, your analogy is better. Because just like I said, with the Vikings, they have a great defense. They have veteran-laden professional offense with real playmakers. So you could bring J.J. McCarthy along slowly. At the outset, you don't need to ask him to put this whole team on his shoulders. So in some ways, yes, you're ripping off the Band-Aid in that your rookie has to play at some point. He's not a rookie anymore. Your second-year player, your first-year quarterback, whatever, has to play at some point. But you could do it a slow pull of the Band-Aid because you don't have to ask that much of him. You have a team right now that's in really good shape.
Aditi Kinkabwala, All Access with her, NFL on CBS.
Wait, you don't want to talk about the Steelers piece of all of this now?
No, I was just going to say your partner in crime, Sparrow Dedus, will be calling Pitt and, or not Pitt, they're not in the tournament, haven't made it 6 to 7 years, Robert Morris and Alabama on Friday. We'll get the Sparrow Dedus treatment. He made St. Francis and Alabama State, Donnie, sound like it was Duke and UNLV.
I mean, it was a classic game.
He did a
great call.
He called a great game. He called a tremendous game. So let him know that, and we'll talk next week.
I will.
Thank you, Aditi.
Okay, guys. Bye.